Joining me is our own Corey Noel, one of the organizers and volunteers with Beer Fest. Corey, it's back. Did we have Beer Fest last year?
3 years! We've been gone, Mel! 3 years! It's been unbelievable. Myself and Buck Thompson from the ORE were just talking recently about trying to get this thing back on the ground again, because the last one we did was 2019, and it was this amazing event. We've been running it since, I think, 2015 or 2016, and it kept growing and growing and growing, and the last year we ran it in 2019 was just a humongous success, and then COVID hit, and everything fell for like 3 years. So now we're trying to rebound. And, you know, the ORE is obviously going through some changes right now. This is an Olds Regional Exhibition event. They're going through some changes. So we've got a really small, dedicated volunteer crew that are getting this thing back and rolling again. And it is back this Saturday.
Great. So what can people expect?
Lots of fun. It's going to be a really good time. So the first thing I want to mention is this year we are proudly presented by Our Flames Lounge and Olds. They have put so much into this. Proko and Chance at Our Flames have put a lot into this event and really made it possible. So what we've got are 20 or 21 right now, breweries, distilleries, and a couple of meaderies as well. A lot of people know Fallen Timber Meadery out in the Fallen Timber area. Their sort of world famous mead hito that they make is pretty delicious, and they're going to be back again this year. We've got a bunch of really great breweries from all across Alberta. Our Olds College Brewery is back again this year. They're a big part of the event, and it's them along with a whole bunch of other breweries as well, and then distilleries. So if you don't necessarily like beer, we've got, you know, mead, which is a type of wine, and we've got distilleries that are making things like vodka or gin or whiskeys. So there's a little something for everyone.
So I picture going around from table to table tasting.
That's really what it is. So it's $20 to get in if you purchase your tickets in advance at Eventbrite, or you can go to oldsbeerfest.com and get your tickets. And then you buy sample tickets when you get there is sort of how these things work. And you purchase your sample tickets, usually get like a page of about 20 or so sample tickets. And then you go around table to table and you can sample all the different ones. So if you like beer and you like trying different types of beer, you can go to the breweries and try the different beers that they've got. If you like cocktails, you can go to the distiller tables and they'll make you a cocktail. Maybe you want to have a Caesar, maybe you want to have something like that. They'll make you that at their table. And then if you are into beer, one of the really cool things is that the breweries participate in a cask competition. So they're going to make a one-off beer for this event in a small batch, and you get to sample it and then vote on which one of them is your favorite. And then whoever gets the most votes at the end of the night, they have like a wrestling belt that we've handed out each year, and it says Olds Beer Fest cask competition champion. So yeah, you get to go around and sample all of those.
Okay, and I know you've got some other things going on, entertainment, and it's just a fun, casual evening.
It is. Very casual. It's just a great party. If you just want to come out for a great party, Chance Seeley is one of our volunteer members, and he's, of course, with Our Flames Lounge, and Chance said, my whole thing with all of this is I just want to put on the best party that Olds has ever seen, and so that's really what we're going for. Troy Labicane is going to be there DJing. We're super excited to have him. We've got a bunch of games that we're going to be doing throughout the night. We've got door prize draws that we're going to be doing, and then there's going to be food. We're going to have the Olds Kiwanis Kitchen is going to be at the ORE, as it always is, and Our Flames is also going to be doing food there as well, so you'll have an opportunity to have food, drinks, lots of great music, and a really fun time, 5 to 10 on Saturday night.
Okay, tickets at Eventbrite or oldsbeerfest.com.
Go and check it out, folks. And Friday night, too, if you want to come out for a pre-party, Our Flames is hosting a pre-party on Friday night as well. You can come down for that. We're going to be selling tickets at the advance price on Friday night at Our Flames. Only $20. If you want to get tickets at the door, $25. But as Mel said, yeah, you can go to eventbrite.com or you can go to oldsbeerfest.com. It is Olds Beer Fest 2023. We're back!
Okay, great. Thanks, Corey.